USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden and Russia President Vladimir Putin held a Thursday phone call as tensions mount over the Ukraine crisis.
President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Philadelphia police say two gunmen shot six people and fired dozens of shots on a street full of businesses late Thursday. One woman and five men sustained gunshot wounds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Gas prices in the U.S. continue to climb, and they show no signs of dipping back down to the prices Americans saw 1 year ago. Carrie Sheffield with the Independent Women's Forum told Fox News the Biden administration is to blame.
If this White House actually cared about having a better oil supply, which would make the prices go down, then Joe Biden wouldn't do things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline. He wouldn't do things like putting mandates with their SEC and all the Green New Deal regulations, which are just barreling across the way and rolling back a lot of things that the Trump administration put in place to help lower the fuel prices.
Tens of thousands of Colorado residents have been driven from their neighborhoods by wind-whipped fires. Now people are anxiously waiting to learn what's left standing after the flames burned an estimated 580 homes, a hotel, and a shopping center. The fires erupted Thursday outside of Denver following an extremely dry fall and a winter so far that's nearly devoid of snow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Kamala Harris struggled to give a coherent answer during a Sunday interview on CBS when asked about the economy and inflation.
We have to address the fact that we got to deal with the fact that folks are paying for gas, paying for groceries, and are need solutions to it. So let's talk about that. Short-term solution includes what we need to do around the supply chain, right? So we went to the ports of Los Angeles, Long Beach, Savannah, Georgia, and said, hey, guys, no more 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 24/7. Let's move the products because people need their product. They need what they need. We're dealing with it in terms of the long term, and that's about what we need to do to pass Build Back Better. It strengthens our economy.
Many economic experts predict the increased spending proposals from President Joe Biden could make the problem much worse. Stocks were slightly lower in thin trading Friday, closing out what's turned out to be another banner year for Wall Street. Energy and banks were among the biggest gainers, a common occurrence for the last month. The S&P 500, which hit its latest record high on Wednesday, is heading for a gain of more than 27% for the year. That's nearly as much as the index gained in 2019. The yield on the 10-year Treasury inched up to 1.52%. The bond market will close early Friday, but stocks will trade on a normal schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.